So, Lily, we're in the middle of this historic double strike in Hollywood right now. There are members of the Writers Guild of America, the Screen Actors Guild. They're not working. They're not making new movies or shows. They're not promoting things that have already been released. You're the post-TV critic. Does that mean that you are also not working right now?
Not yet.
That's my colleague Lily Loughborough. Hollywood writers and actors have been on the picket line for months now. Here's actor Steve Buscemi listing some of their demands at a rally in July.
We are here because so much is at stake: fair pay, revenue sharing, health care, retirement funding, a fair casting process, AI protection, and fair compensation.
But Lily says that hasn't stopped production for new shows altogether.
Yeah, there's still a lot of stuff coming out in the fall, and streamers especially have a pretty hefty backlog of shows that are ready to go. And so while a few are still holding on to shows and not releasing them yet, others are just, going ahead and basically airing new programming as planned. So there's going to be plenty of new stuff to watch actually this fall. If this continues for longer, we may see that change, but there will be new shows.
Today, we preview some of the fall's most hotly anticipated shows, from a modern-day fairy tale
She told me I had three wishes.
To a murder mystery at the end of the world.
There's no going back.
And we'll dive into how the strikes could still reshape the industry beyond the fall.
Our industry has changed exponentially. They want us to step back in time. We cannot, and we will not do that.
Lily, let's maybe start by chatting about what is coming out over the next couple of months. What are you most looking forward to in the fall lineup?
Well, there's going to be a new season of the Apple TV Plus series, The Morning Show. How is the training going? Is that crazy?
Oh,
Are you ready to defy gravity?
My God, I've been trying to defy gravity for 15 years. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
You're going to be great. And Jon Hamm is joining the cast as an Elon Musk type.
Amazing.
Yeah, which, is fun just because I think that Billy Crudup has played a little bit of a Jon Hamm type role on some of Apple TV Plus's programming, including Hello Tomorrow. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch Crudup and Hamm basically face off as charming, persuasive, slightly untrustworthy, business guys.